Pritzadik Parshas Achrivos Kedoshim Tafshin Ayin Hey. I want to dedicate today's shir Eloi Nishmas, my brother-in-law, who's 30 yards outside of the Shabbos, Chaim Yisachar ben Yechiel Zerel Dov, who was a Yid who lived with Kedusha, and a Yid who wanted to inject Kedusha into others. So I hope that our words today about the Inyan of Kedusha, trying to understand what it means to be a Kadosh, and how a Jew can grow in his Kedusha, will be Le'ilu Nishmasu. But Tzadok writes in the Os Aleph, Pre-Tzadok Os Aleph in Parshas Kedoshim, quotes a Zohar, Bereish Dibra Maschel Ish, Tanina. Tanina is usually a Lashon who is taught in the Braisa. What does it say? The Parsha Da Klala Da Raisa. It says, the Zohar quotes, Tanina, and I'm mentioning it was taught in the Braisa because he's going to come back to that later. It's perhaps referencing other midrashim that we know about. But Tzadok will emphasize that. But says the Zohar Kadosh, say Chazal, the Parsha da Klal Oraisa. That this Parsha, Parsha's Kadoshim, is Klal da Oraisa. Is what Torah is all about. It's the entirety of it. The whole thing that we're working on is all about Parsha's Kadoshim. What does that mean? It means there's a lot of mitzvahs in this week's Parsha. There's a lot of different topics, and therefore it becomes this Klalius Dika Parsha. It's much deeper than that. Rav Tzadok says, Nira shekol davar zed, the kedoshim to you, he klal ha-Torah kula. This idea of kedoshim to you is the entirety of what the Torah is about. Again, it's not just this is a big parsha, klal of the rice, it's a big parsha. It's a parsha that has a lot of things in it. No, much more than that. This parsha is the entirety of the Torah. This is the essence of the Torah. This is the theme that's going to permeate everything that a Yid does in this world. D'chol ha-machuvan shebetoras kohanim mitzvoseh, he rak lahachnis belev kedusha. It's interesting. Why does he say dafka? The whole machuvan shebetoras kohanim, the tachlis of Chumash Vayikra and its mitzvos, is to inject kedusha into the heart of a person. I think he's being meramis to the fact that Chumash Vayikra, being sort of the center of Chumash, the central book of the Torah, right, also is merumas to this idea that it's the center point. And therefore, Sefer Toras Kohanim, Chumash Vayikra, which again is all about the Kohanim and their elevated Kedusha, is sort of the inner point of Kol HaTorah Kula, Klal HaOraisa. And therefore, says Rav Tzadok, what is the point of all of Torah and mitzvos? What is this Chumash about? What is this Parsha filled with so many mitzvos after mitzvos after mitzvos? It's all pointing in one direction, and that is, it's pointing towards Kedusha. Kmo Shenemar, Vasisem Es Kol Mitzvosai V'Yisem Kedoshim. We say, as part of Kriyat Shema, every single day in the third paragraph of Kriyat Shema, that we're going to do mitzvos. Why? V'Yisem Kedoshim. If you guard the mitzvos and do them, you will become holy. That's what mitzvos do. All mitzvos cause the same thing, and that is that we become more elevated, become more kadosh. Turn the page. Turn the page. When a person brings in Shabbos Kodesh, right, or whenever he's involved in any type of Avodas HaKodesh, Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvosa. That's the theme. It's always Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvosa. What am I trying to get out of these mitzvos? The common denominator is I'm trying to get Kedusha out of the mitzvah. Uvetfila, Rav Tzadok doesn't give up. Look at the examples he gives. He just goes on and on. Uvetfila, Kadshenu B'mitzvosecha. V'nemar HaKabbalas HaTorah, V'atem Tiu V'gomer V'goy Kadosh. V'nemar, it also says in Parshas Mishpatim, V'anche Kodesh Tiyu Li. V'nemar, Ki Am Kadosh Ata. V'nemar, V'anche Kodesh Yisrael Hashem. So, are you getting the point? Think you have enough psukim in Tanakh? Yeah? So, Rav Tzadok says, this is what it's all about. Everything that we do is to inject Kedusha into ourselves, and by extension into the world around us, to make this world a more sanctified place. Umash amr taninan, so like I told you, the Zohar Kadosh says taninan, meaning it's Kilu the Zohar Kadosh is citing from elsewhere this idea of what? That the Klala writes, so that the entirety of the Torah centers around Kedusha, the middle book of the Chumash Vayikra, Toras Kohanim, Nira de Kivun Libraisa de Toras Kohanim. When it says taninan in the Zohar, it's referencing a passage in the Medrash Halacha in the Sefra, in the Toras Kohanim. V'ugam kein Medrash Rabba, and Dal Kane Namra Bahakel Lafisharov Gufea Torah Tluyinba. Now look what Rav Tzadok does here, very brilliant. Rav Tzadok says The Zohar is being merambes what you find in Midrashim as well, which is that Parshas Kedoshim was said b'hakel in the presence of all of Klal Yisrael because Rov Gufei HaTorah Tluyin Ba. Because most of the Gufei HaTorah Tluyin Ba. Now what does that mean? So you'll say, because there's so many mitzvos in this Parsha. How could you miss hearing this Parsha? There's so many mitzvos. Or somebody says, that's not what it's saying. Uperish Gufei Dainu Ikari HaTorah. The primary principle or principles of the Torah. So you'll say, okay, so these mitzvos are the most important collection of mitzvos. That's not what I'm saying, says Rav Tzadok. V'yesh lomar. K'moshe k'safti de'ena kavana le'mitzvos Rav Parsha. D'zeh amar b'medrash rabba sham achar kach da'seres ha'dibros klulim ba. It's not to say that this Parsha just contains the most mitzvos. This Parsha has mitzvos that have the most essential message. That each mitzvah kind of has its own message, which is true. That's not what it means that Rov Gufei Torah are dependent upon this Parsha. It says afterwards, he says in the Medrash Rabbah, that you can find hints to all of the Aseres HaDibros in this Parsha. So you could view the mitzvos of this Parsha as being the most important of mitzvos. But Rav Sosa says, that's not what it means. Rov Gufei Torah are dependent, are tluyim ba. What does it mean? Avakaya mashakasav kedoshim to you. When it says that Rov Gufei Torah tluyim ba, it means that most of what Torah is about this Parsha, namely Kedoshim Tiyu. Rove, I thought you said before this is Klal Daraisa. I thought you said this was everything. What do you mean, Rove? Says it's held like in parentheses. Mashakos of Rove. Yesh lomer bishum di yesh harbe lahachdis tara duhu mikamei Kedusha. A person can't come to Kedusha right away. There's a lot of preparatory steps to get to Kedusha. And therefore, we can't say that Kedusha is everything, because you'll never get to Kedusha that way. You have to give room for a portal, an entryway, to come to Kedusha. You use Tara to come to Kedusha. As we know from Pinchas Ben Yair's statement in the Gemara of Zara, it's also found in the Zara Kadosh, that there's a hierarchy of steps. Right? This is what Mesilas Yesharim is all about. Man deyishtadav ha-raisa, itzidache, uvasar iskadesh. Like it says in Zara. A person who's osek in Torah, he becomes, izdake means what? Tahor. He becomes purified. Uvasar is kadesh. And afterwards he becomes kadosh. But don't lose sight, Rav Tzadok says, of what the tachlis is. When we say rov gufei Torah, that most of Torah is about kedoshim to you, it really means klal d'oraisa. Everything's about kedoshim to you. You need to leave a little room to allow a person to get to kedusha. You can't just wake up one morning and be there. V'alkei nemer v'hakel kamo b'matan Torah. And therefore this Parsha had to be said in the presence of all because it's as essential as Kabbalah Satorah itself. What does that mean? The Har Sinai experience. Sham Rinan, because we know, the Omale Chasar Echad Miyisrael learned in the Torah. If one Jew would have not been present at Har Sinai, the Torah could not have been given. Why? Ki Shishim Ribo Dedor HaMidbar Heim Shishim Ribo Osios de Torah. 600,000 Jews connected to the 600,000 letters of the Torah. So you'll say, but they're not 600,000 letters of the Torah. There's only 304,805 letters in the Torah. 304,805. Say it 10 times. Remember it, Shimon. 304,805. 304,805. 304,805. Get it in your head. That's how I am. 304,805. It'll stick. You smile, so I could tell that you wanted to stick. 304,805. No, so how do you get 600,000? Many answers to that question. Says Rav Tzadok, he gives you his answer, which is found elsewhere in his writings, but he says it very clear here. Ki kol echad shorish nafsho, hu me'eza os, o chelek me'os, me'a Torah. Every Jew is either, a big Jew is maybe a whole letter, a small Jew is maybe what? A piece of a letter. Meaning each letter is made up of multiple letters. Take a lamed, for example. Ah, see, this is C's department. Yeah? A lamed is what? A lamed is a vav and a chaf, no? Correct? Every letter is made up of other letters. So a Jew might be shayach to an entire letter of the Torah, or it could be he's a piece of the letter of the Torah, of the 304,805 letters of the Torah, the little chazar. And if a single letter would be missing from the Torah, hayachaser oso os, o oso chelek. If that person wasn't present at Kabbalah's Torah, that letter or part of a letter would be lacking. The Sefer Torah, shachaser filo, kuf shen yod, what's kuf shen yod? Kutzo shel yod. If even a point on a yod is missing in the Torah, kula psula, whole thing's puzzle. The chayin kan. So too, when it comes to kedoshim tiyu, this is it. This is what it's about. Everyone needs to be there. If you're missing this, if Klal Yisrael as a tzibur, every member is not mekabel this inyan of klal d'oraisa of kedoshim tiyu, then we can't have the Torah. The chayin kan gamke. Mashakosav Kedoshim Tiyu ki Kadosh ani. Sha'omer Bitoris Kohanim, Ma ani Kadosh Af Vichulu, Hainu Kadosh Kamo Yisvarach. Yes. Hashem is saying, I want you to be holy like me. Holy like you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash notes that that's an impossibility. V'af she'amu b'medrash, yachol kamoni. Do you think you could be as holy as me? Talmud Lomar, not a chance. Ki kadosh ani, kedushasi l'mal mikedushasa. My kedusha will always be much greater than you. So maybe we should just give up. If kedusha is out of reach, maybe we should just give up. Says Rav Tzadok, of course not. Eino soser l'mashikasa b'toras kohanim kamapam, halashon ma'ani v'gomer. Is that a contradiction to the fact that Hashem often tells us, just as I am holy, you should be holy? But I thought the Medrash just told me, Yachol Kamoni, you want to be like me? You can't be like me. Says Rav Tzadok, there are madregos. Ki Adam Tzarech Lizdamos Lakono. You have to try your best to be like Hashem. Everything Hashem does is better than the way that we do it. Of course that's true. Does that mean I don't try? I don't try to be like Hashem? Kosha Amra Lapasach Uledav Kabo. I want to cling to Him. You can't cling to Hashem in a literal sense. So, says Chazal, He dabik midosav. Attach yourself to his midos. Mahu rachum, just as he is merciful, you should be merciful. Just like he is chanun, you should be. Follow in the footsteps of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avalhu rak afiyah sagasov midosav yisbarach. Uve emes, lekdushasa yisbarach ein keitz, vechein bekdushas ha'adam, yesh madregos lein shir. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ein sof kiviyachol. Hashem is endless, and Hashem encompasses all of Kedusha. So guess what? There's many madrigas of Kedusha within you. And if you think that this is my madriga of Kedusha, realize that you can lift yourself up to a higher madriga of Kedusha. V'adas korach amru. Everyone see where we are? At the bottom of the right-hand column, on page 2. 4 lines from the bottom. V'adas korach amru. Kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. Korach said, every yid is a kadosh. No? MS or Shaker? What do they say? MS or Shaker? MS. MS. Maybe he enunciated in the wrong way, right? Maybe his tone in expressing this was a bit of a rebellious tone against Moshe Rabbeinu. And maybe it was a perversion, but the idea itself is emes. How do you know it's emes? If Korach was so badly punished for it, how do you know it's emes?
Written in the Torah.
V'davar sheker lo nechta b'Torah. Anything in the Torah has, at the very least, a kernel of truth. It's a Torah's emes. It has to be. It can't be sheker vaday, or it'll be thrown out of the Torah. So, davar sheker lo nechta v'torah v'vadah emes hayakein. That Korach was correct. Every Jew. Now, that doesn't mean that every Jew, lemaisa, is holding on the same level of Kedusha. A Jew might not be holding by Kedusha b'chlal. But the potential for Kedusha, yachol kamoni, to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though Hashem is lamala mikedusha aschem, we still try to be like Him as best we can. And therefore, Korach's notion that kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim is very much true. Aval yesh kedusha lamala mikedusha v'chol Yisrael kedoshim. Every Jew is kadosh, but the question is everybody Moshe Rabbeinu? Does Korach have a reasonable taina to say that everyone should be treated like Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu's response obviously was that not everyone's on the madriga of Moshe Rabbeinu. Everyone has the potential to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Kedoshim to you. But you aren't necessarily there. Okay? And then Rav Tzadok goes on and describes again the various levels of Kedusha that exist in this world. Right top of the left-hand column, he says, we know every Yid is a Kadosh, but then of course we come to next week's Parsha, Parsha's Emor, and the Kohanim are set apart, and they're more Kadosh, and then of course there's a Kohen Gadol, and he gives an example that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi is called Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and yet Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi himself reflected on the fact in the Yerushalmi Gittin that Rabbi Yossi was Kodesh Kadoshim compared to him. So there's always going to be madregos upon madregos of Kedusha. That even if you're Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbeinu HaKadosh recognized that there are tzaddikim who are on a higher madrega than him. And there are different times, Rav Tzadok says, where Kedusha fluctuates, whether it's Shabbos or the Yom Tovim. There are different places where Kedusha fluctuates. The Mishnah is at the beginning of the first parak of Kalim, right? That there are 10 levels of Kedusha within the world, within Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Rav Tzadok encourages us to strive for more and more madregos of Kedusha and to internalize in a deep way the central theme of Kol HaTorah Kula, the Klala D'Oraisa, again, as he quoted from the Zohar Kadosh, is this idea of Kedusha. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emblem, so to speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. Hashem has to display His Midah. What Hashem wants for you to be an Eved Hashem, to be part of the kingdom, it's to display this trait, this Midah, and to allow it to permeate everything. Your Torah, your Tefillah, your Mitzvos should be filled with this concept, with this feeling, with this reality called Kedusha. Let's turn the page. Page 3. In the Sefer Leket Ani, Rav Moshe of Kassav, this week's parsha, he emphasizes the point that I was just trying to stress, that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emblem. Kedusha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's flag, so to speak. Moshe is told, speak to all of Klal Yisrael, Kedoshim Tiyu, tell them Kedoshim Tiyu. Hine, Kol Malchus U Malchus Yeshla Tseva U Malbush V'Degel B'Fnei Atzma. Rabosai, people are very into, you know, having, so to speak, their flag, or their outward expression of their malchus, of their organization, their emblem, their logo, their team jersey. These are very chashuv ways of expressing how and with who do you identify. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, his malchus also, has its colors, so to speak, and it has its flag, it has its defining garment, so to speak. What is it? Akein, kedoshim tiyu, ki kedosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. Put on the jersey of Kedusha. Wave the flag of Kedusha. Ratzalomar, atem tachas digli. Vihi, Kedusha. You want to know what my flag is? You don't know what my team color is, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's this flag, it's this emblem of Kedusha. Alkein, al tishnu asatzeva miyuchedes malchus. Don't adopt any other color. Don't put on any other team's jersey. You know, for serious sports fans, if you see someone wearing a jersey of like the other team, that's a terrible offense. Right? That's a terrible, terrible offense. The same thing in the Olam HaKedusha. In the world of Ruchnius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Jews carry themselves with Kedusha. And a Jew is not walking with Kedusha, yeah, is like a Yankees fan wearing a Red Sox hat. You know, it's a terrible lahavdil. It's a terrible crime. It's a terrible perversion of the Malchus. It's a lack of respect for everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands for. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu rallies behind the flag of Kedusha. That's Hashem's flag, says Rav Moshe of Kassav. And therefore, by definition, if that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's flag, it has to become our flag. In the Alekach Lalibuch, in the volume on Chodesh Elul, he quotes Megala Mukos. I tried hard to find it in the writings of the Megala Mukos. I couldn't find it. But he says it's the Megala Mukos in this week's Parsha. And he points out, the Megala Mukos points out an unbelievable thing. Megala Mukos points out that if you look at the word Kedusha, you will find that the word Kedusha, the five letters that make up the word Kedusha, Kuf, Dalet, Vav, Shin, He, each one comes from a different part of the mouth. We know there are He, Motzos, HaPeh. They were in Gullis, when the Dibor was in Gullis, in Mitzrayim. We just came out of that after Pesach, Baruch Hashem. Right? Pesach, we're getting the ability to speak. Kedusha, says the Megala Mukos, encompasses all five parts of the mouth. For example, Kuf. Right? Kuf comes from the back of the throat. The Gimel comes from there. Yud, Chaf, Kuf. Those guttural letters. Dalet. Dalet involves my tongue, my palate. So that goes into the category of those letters. Dalet, Tes, Lamed, Nun, Tav. Your tongue touches the top of your mouth. Vav. Vav comes from the lips. Right? Letter Bez, Vav, Mem, Tzadi. Right? You're using the front of your mouth. Shin. Shin comes from the teeth. And then, of course, Hey. Right, the open throat, the letters that descend ascend from within, Aleph, Hey, Ches, Ayin, right, letters that come. So says Rav Shor, what's the pshat? Says Megala Mukos, what's the pshat? Vakavana ki kedusha sa'adam tuliyah v'kedusha sa'dibor. Rav Shor, in his piece in Chodesh Elul, says it's being merames to the fact that what? That my kedusha is very much connected to the way that I speak. But I want to say it a little bit differently, based on what we just saw from Rav Moshe of Kassav. But Moshe of Kassav said that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's flag is Kedusha. What's man's flag? What's the defining characteristic of man? The defining trait that makes a man, that makes a person, is what? Everyone knows, Rashi and Unkelus, back in Bereishis, Parag Beis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made man a Nefesh Chaya, and Unkelus translates, and Rashi expounds on it, a Ruach Mamalala, a speaking spirit. That's what sets us apart from the animals. Midaber, we talk about Domeim, Tzomeach, Chai. What term do you use for people? We say Medaber, a speaking human being. And therefore what? It makes perfect sense that speech, which is the essence of man, as defined elsewhere by the Torah, is very much connected to the word Kedusha, that Kedusha has to encompass all the different aspects of speech. Why? That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's way of saying too. Just like speech is the essence of who you are, so too Kedusha, which permeates, its letters are made up of all the various parts of speech, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's way of saying to you, this is just as important as speech is to man. And if speech is the defining characteristic of who you are, Kedusha is also the defining characteristic of who you are. It's Megala which team you play for. If you want to carry a Kodesh Baruch Hu's emblem, Vlad, if you want to be part of Hashem's Malchus, you have to understand that as central as speech is to defining man, making you a medaber, so too, Kedusha defines what type of person you are. So how does a person work on Kedusha? Kedoshim to you, you need to be Kadosh. The Torah is commanding us. Try to be more holy. How do you do it? How do you acquire Kedusha? How do you deepen Kedusha? Let's assume that we already have some element of Kedusha just by being selected as a Yid. How do you pinpoint this Kol Daraisa? How do you find this Kedusha, so to speak, that's within everything? Part of the problem is, because of Kedusha's elevated nature, because it's the Shoresh that again permeates everything, it is hard to pinpoint. It's very hard to pinpoint. It's something that takes tremendous sensitivity to even realize that it's there. And I want to quote from Rav Soloveitchik from an address that he gave in Boston in 1976. This is printed in the new, somewhat new, Chumash Mesoras HaRav in Parshas Vayera, in the Bereishis volume, in the bottom paragraph on page 5. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, it's time for Akedas Yitzchak. Take your son Yitzchak, Al Achar Ahar Asher Omar Elecha. Go to the mountain that I will tell you. But Hashem never tells him. Hashem never tells him where he's going. Lech lecha me'aretzacha, to the land that I will show you. Where are we going? Where are we going? These are tremendous opportunities for Kedusha, and yet Hashem doesn't define exactly how one attains that Kedusha. Says the Rav, when Abraham was commanded to offer up his son Isaac, Mistama, the Rav probably didn't say Abraham and Isaac at the time, I don't know. When Avram was bringing Yitzchak, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not reveal upon which mountain the sacrifice was to take place. It could be said Abraham and Isaac, nothing wrong with that. In this sense, the command is similar to the original command in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, when God commanded him to leave his father's house to go to an unknown land. Once more, Abraham had to search. Although the place itself was not very far, turn the page, it took Abraham 3 days until he found the mountain whose holiness attracted him. How did Avram find the place? How did he find his way to Eretz Yisrael? How did he find his way to that Makom Kadosh, that mountain, upon which this awesome event was supposed to take place? Abraham implanted in the covenantal community a sixth sense. Right? Avram had what? Had this super sensitive receptor to recognize Kedusha. The ability to sense holiness, says the Rav. Just as the eye reacts to light, we must develop the ability to perceive sanctity. The Rav says, Kedusha is something that you have to be looking for. Because otherwise, all you're going to see, not all you're going to see, but what you will see, right, are just the outer trappings of the Torah and mitzvos that you're osek in. You won't necessarily see how this Tosos injects Kedusha into my life. But I'll tell you, the Berditchever said, it's printed in the Yalkut Kedusha Slevi, the Berditchever said that every single Tosos in Shas offers a unique aspect of Kedusha. A unique aspect. There's something to achieve in Kedusha through every single Tosfos that you learn. A new Nakuda of Kedusha, a deepening of one's Kedusha. But says the Rav, you have to have, so to speak, this sixth sense to recognize it, to even identify it. Because it's such a delicate thing. Avram was attuned to it. And therefore he was pulled towards Eretz Yisrael, like a magnet. He was pulled towards that holy mountain for that holy avodah. But again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't always, Hashem doesn't always have to talk about it. What do you mean? It's Hashem's flag. It's obvious. This is what it's about. And a person who's sensitive to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes in this world, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu defines himself in this world, what the Torah and mitzvot are all about in this world, a person will recognize that on his own. He doesn't need to be taught it in a very direct way. Just as the eye reacts to light, it's developed the ability to perceive sanctity. So can we come to define Kedusha at all? The Rav is saying, you just have to feel it. You have to know it. On your own, you'll come to... But can we come up with some type of working definition for Kedusha? Can we define what Kedusha is? Kedoshim to you, it demands of us to work on it. So the Rav is telling us, you either kind of have the sensitivity to it or not. But how do you train yourself? You have to know a little bit what it is. You have to be able to define it. So as the Maharal writes at the beginning of Netzach Yisrael, in the first parak, the way to understand something, very often, in the deepest way, is through a contrast. To compare it to something else. In the Mesilas Yesharim, it talks about Tahara, and it talks about Kedusha. And the Ramchal contrasts the two. This is the mamash, the very end of the Mesilas Yesharim. When the Mesilas Yesharim finally comes to that madriga called Kedusha. What is Tahara, and what is Kedusha? Sometimes we use those terms interchangeably, but they're actually two very different approaches. Kedusha being the higher level, although the more challenging, in many ways, level to attain, and to create a balance with it. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, this is in Parachav Vav in the Mesilas Yesharim, Midas HaKedusha, V'tir'eh, we're on page 7, V'tir'eh Ata, Hahefesh bein atara lakadosh. What's the distinction between a person who has tara and a person who has kedusha? Tara versus kadosh. Hatar ma'isav hachamriyam einam lo ela hechreichim. A tara says, I want nothing to do with this world. I'd rather be like Rishon Baruch Hai in that cave. Nothing to bother me at all. I don't want anything. If I have to be osik in this world, it's a bidi evet. Mitzad hahefesh. I'm forced to do it so. I'm a human being, therefore I must eat a little bit, and I must sleep a little bit, and I must go to the bathroom a little bit, and I must be involved in this world a little bit. But it's all bidyevet to the tar, to the ish who's in ish tar. And that's how he views it. He views his involvement with it, something that is essential, it is necessary, but I'm not interested in it. He cuts himself as much as he can away from anything gashmi, wants nothing to do with it, and he refines himself to be mamish atar. To gvaldik madrig. So what's higher than that? What's higher than Rashbi in the cave? We learned yesterday what's higher than Rashbi out of the cave. Being able to look at the world and being able to understand the kedusha of Am Yisrael. Ach leklal kedusha lobo. This tar, this tar mensch, the heilig yid. But guess what? He's not yet a kadosh. In what sense? Ki ilu haya efshir biltam, because the tower, the ish tower, if he could be without it, if he could be in a reality where he doesn't need any of these things, kvar yosar tov, that's better by him. To have nothing to do with anything, gashmi would be the best by him. Acha kadosh hadavek tamid lelokav v'nafsho mishaleches bein hamuskalos ha'amityos ba'avas bar v'yraso. But the kadosh was on even higher madrega, is able to understand things in a deeper way, not in the simplistic way of, I only want things that are superficially pure and I want nothing to do with anything gashmi. That's a very high madriga. And there are many tzaddikim who strive for that level. But there's an even higher level, which is what? Being able to embrace reality as it is, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, there's a reason Hashem made the world this way, and yet being able to what? To be an elevated person within Olam Hazeh. Hinei nechshav lo ki'ilu mishalich evnei Hashem be'artos hachayim. Odenu po b'olam hazeh. The Ish Kadosh understands that I can sanctify Gashmias. This is what all of Chassidus was about. To inject Kedusha into the mundane. V'nei ish kazeh hu atzmo nechshav k'mishkan. He becomes what? The term that we use for the Mishkan at times, certainly in Svarma Kedoshim, Adira B'tachtonim. Adira B'tachtonim means what? Not Adira in the Elyonim. He becomes a place, an abode for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world. That's an unbelievable thing. In many ways, that's a much higher madriga. It's a much more delicate art to be able to inject kedusha into an olam hagashmi than to just run away from it. And this is the highest madriga of all. Ke mikdash, like a mizbeach, he becomes like a mishkan, he becomes like the mikdash, he becomes like a walking mizbeach. Kama amarim zalei chazal say, v'yal me'alav elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went up from him. Ha'avos hein hein emerkava. The avos are the divine chariot. To be able to be a part of the world and yet to maintain a sense of kedusha, that's the highest madriga of all. That's what Chassidus is all about. Chassidus revolves around this nekuda, that there's nothing in the world that's just left alone as neutral. See, the ish tar sees gashmias things as neutral and wants nothing to do with it. I'd rather be involved in things that are holy. Why do I need to be involved with things that are neutral? Right? Or things that are potentially bad. But the chassid, right? Again, chassid using the terminology of the Baal Shem Tov, yeah, he wants to get involved with this world. And he wants to elevate this world. And he wants to inject elokus into this world. The Tanya in the 6th and 7th parak speaks a lot about this. When it talks about the Dalit Klipos HaTameos. The Dalit Klipos HaTameos, which are hinted to in Yechezkel's vision, are divided into two categories. Let's take a look. Turn the page. Page 8. The Tani at the end of the 6th parak and the beginning of the 7th parak of Tani describes these Dalit Klipos HaTameos. And he divides them into two groups. There are three which are Tame Mamish, off limits, Usur, you can't do anything with them. Take a pig, for example. You take a pig, and you shecht it with a good shechita knife, and you cook it in kosher kalim, and you go to the mikvah before you eat it, and you make a bracha as you sit down to eat that piece of pig, because you're going to mamish extract the nitzotzos found in this pig. So we say to you, sorry sir, that was a complete failure. It's asur. Pig is asur. It's off limits. Asur means what? Matir asurim. It's tied up. You can't get anything out of it. There's no way to take anything out of it. There are things in this world which are holy. It's obvious what we can get out of that. But then there are things that superficially lie in sort of this neutral zone. That's called in the Sfarim Klipas Noga. Klipas Noga is basically anything, it's not usur, and it's not a mitzvah per se, it's a question of what you want to do with it. Says the Baal HaTanya, end of the sixth parak of Tanya, by the top arrow on the left hand side. When we talk again, Noga is also a klipa, but it's a klipa where I can if I have the spiritual means, I can get involved with it, and I can elevate, I can do great things. So when we talk about these four klipos, even though again they're rooted in the Tzad Hara, three of them are much worse than the fourth. Hamadrega tachtona, he shlosh klipos atameos, veraos lagamri, vein vam tov klal. It's usur. It's completely off limits. You can't have anything to do with it. But I want to go into this church and talk about Hashem in a church. It's usur. You're not allowed to. That's halacha. You can't go there. You're not allowed to go there. It's usur. It's tied up. It's out of bounds. It's off limits. V'nikru b'merkeves Yecheskel, in Yecheskel's chariot vision, these are described as the Ruach Sa'ara, the Anan Gadol, the Gomer. These are described as various forces in nature, which again are totally destructive. And from this place, from this lesser holy place, comes all sorts of negative things in the world. Any evil nation, and the souls of the people from those nations comes from such a place. All animals that are usur to be consumed come from such a place. V'kiyum gufam, v'kiyum v'chiyos kol machalos asuros. Cheeseburgers come from such a place. Yeah, anything negative that's usur comes from such a place. Arla. Arla, not in the sense of foreskin, but arla meaning fruits in their first years that cannot be eaten come from such a place. Kilei akarem, forbidden mixtures in a field, come from such a place. Shatnez is from such a place. All these things are the what we would label as the gimel klipos hatmeos. Continuing in the seventh parak, says the Tanya, Ach nefesh hachiyunis habahamis shabi Yisrael shemin tzara klipa hamaluveshes bedama adam kenizkala el. But then there's a part of man, it's still nefesh bahamis, it's still connected to klipa, it's not the nefesh elokis, but all of a sudden there's some room to work with it. What does that mean? If we talk about the nefashos of behemos v'chayos v'ofos v'dagim tahorim umutarim be'achila, animals that are allowed to be eaten, v'kiyim v'chiyos kol hadomim v'chol atzomeach hamutar be'achila, things you're allowed to interact with, v'chol kiyim v'chiyos kol ma'isa dir machshava b'nyani olam hazeh, and mundane matters, speech about mundane things, thinking about mundane things, olam hazeh things, she'ein b'am tzad iser lo shorash v'lo anaf mishasa mitzvos lo sase v'an pein do reis v'darabanan. There's nothing usur about them. It seems to land in a totally what? Neutral zone. It's a kosher steak, but you might eat it as a bal taiva. So what am I going to make of this steak? Am I going to turn it into a sudas mitzvah? Am I going to make a bracha with kavana? Or am I going to eat it for my own pleasure? You see, klipas noga is that middle ground. You decide what you want to do with it. It can be holy. It's essentially a klipa. Which means that, sadly, 9 out of 10 times when we sit down to eat that steak, we eat it for our own pleasure. That's because klipas noga is still a klipa. It takes a hisgabrus ha'adam to turn that slice of pizza into a hel gezach. It takes a lot of thoughtfulness. It takes a lot of preparation. It takes a bracha. The kavana. This is all called klipas noga. Just look at the bottom half of the page, the right-hand arrow. This is what we call klipas noga. There's sparks of goodness. That's what klipas noga is about. Can I extract those points of goodness within these mundane things, which most of the time we end up messing up in? Noga is that middle ground, that center point. Sounds a lot like Parshas Kedoshim, no? It's that center point between what? The Gimel Klipos Tameos and all that is Be'etzem Kadosh. It's this strange neutral zone. But that's where the Baal Shem Tov put all of his kofos into. To teach people that there is no neutral zone. In Hasidus, there is no neutral zone. If you take advantage of that steak, see, a person who's not connected to the Beis Medrash of Baal Shem Tov says, it's just a steak, leave me alone. Why do I have to make all these cheshbonos? Baal Shem Tov says, no. You're either going to turn it into an awesome act of elevating sparks, fallen sparks, or you're going to blow an opportunity. It's not neutral. Choosing to eat the steak just because I'm the mood to eat a steak is not a neutral event. You had an opportunity to extract and to sparks of holiness from this piece of meat and to bring the world closer to Mashiach, and you failed. That's a failure. There's no middle ground. That's how the Baal Shem Tov viewed the world. That was the chiddush, and that was the focus. Not so much a chiddush, but that was the focus of the Baal Shem Tov. And that's what Klipas Nogah is. It's that middle point. But again, that sounds a lot like what we've been talking about. Kedoshim Tiyu, Klal Adoraisa, the middle point of Kol HaTor Kula. How many psukim are there in Parshas Kedoshim? Anyone know? 64. I saw in Rabbi Zevi Reichman's newest sefer, what's it called? Path to the Tree of Life, I think. His writings of the Stuchina Rabbi. He writes in that sefer, I don't remember what page it's on. He writes in that sefer that there are 64, he says, B'Shem Rabbatul Zilber, this is Stuchina Rabbi, Shlita, he says that there are 64 psukim in Parshas Kedoshim because 64 is Gematria Noga. Nun, Vav, Gimel, Hey is Gematria 64. Parshas Kedoshim is where we focus on this Indian of Klipas Noga. That what? That as a Jew, I want to seek out opportunities to become a Dior B'Tachton. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to get involved in the world and to make it holy. That's what Klipas Noga is all about. I want to show you a Gemara, in Maseches Brachos, the Vav Amabez, which I think really is the essence of Klipas Noga. This is my own thought. You'll tell me if you like it. I didn't see this in the Svarim, but I think it's an emistic thought. Amar Rav and Barav Ad, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Kol Aravil Levo LeBeis HaKnesses, V'lo Bo Yomecha. A person who normally comes to Beis Knesses, he's in a place of holiness. He's the Ishtar. He's in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's cave. He likes the feeling when he's in shul or he's in the Beis Medrash. He feels safe there. All of a sudden, one day he doesn't show up. Why didn't he show up? Where is he now? V'lo ba yom echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashal bo. Hashem inquires, where is he? Shneim arim b'chem yirei Hashem shomei b'kol avdo, asher holich chashachim ve'ein no galo. Hashem says, what happened to this guy? Right? Is he in the dark? Is he no longer? Noga literally means an illumination. Ve'ein no galo. Has he stepped out of the light? Has he walked out of the Beis Medrash? Where did he go? Im l'dvar mitzvah halach no galo. Ve'im l'dvar rishus halach ein no galo. What's the Gemara saying? Where'd he go? Why did he leave the Beis Medrash? It's not a trick question. Why did he leave the Beis Medrash? Avraham, why did he leave the Beis Medrash? He went to work. So Hashem says, but let me see. What's his kavana in going to work? Did he really leave the Beis Medrash by going to work? If he sees it as a Devar Rishus, if he sees it as neutral zone, it just is, I have to be involved in Olam Hazeh things, then ain't no galo. He doesn't understand the Indian of no go. He doesn't understand that neutral thing could have been a mitzvah. Im l'dvar mitzvah halach no galo. Hashem says, he's still illuminated. Hashem says, I'm good with him. He's totally good. Kedoshim to you. He's injected Kedusha into Olam Hazeh. He's not afraid. He's not afraid to walk out of the Beis Medrash. He's still shining bright. No galo. He has a grasp on this Indian of no go. Of what it means to be Osek and Olam Hazeh, and to be able to still be holy. That is the Madrega we call Kedusha. It's a higher level than Tara. It's a higher Madrega than sitting in the Beis Medrash forever and never engaging the world. But it's a challenge. And it's a challenge that has to be done so carefully. Which is why, of course, we come to the famous words of Ramban in this week's Parsha. Where the Ramban tells us, Kedoshim Tiyu. Says Rashi, Kedoshim Tiyu means avoid Arayos. Don't do Averos. Says the Ramban, that can't be it. If I avoid Arayos, so now I'm a Kadosh. That's a lowly level. Of course that's an expectation of a person. What is Kedoshim? We've explained what Kedoshim means. Kedusha means, like Mesilas Yesharim said, being able to be Osek and Gashmias in an elevated way. 64 Pesukim of Parshas Kedoshim, Begmatria Noga, to understand how a person can elevate the mundane. Says the Ramban, but if you're going to be Osek in that world, that base medrash of Kedusha, which is the base medrash of the world, you need to tread very carefully. Says the Ramban, in the third line on page 10, La'inyan, it's a famous Ramban, you all know it, you know what he's going to say, but it's Kedai to, as you come to Shabbos, Parshas Kedoshim, it's Kedai to chazer the words of the Holy Ramban. La'inyan ki ha-Torah hizhira ba'arayos ma'achol ma'asur, v'yitira abia ish b'ish tov achilas basar v'yayin. The Torah says there are some things that are off limits. There are other things that are permitted, and Hashem wants you to enjoy. The relationship between husband and wife, eating meat, drinking wine, im kain, but there's a danger. Yimtza balataiva makom lios shatov bezimas ishto o nashav harbos. A person's whole life and his relationship with his wife can only be about the physical intimacy. He may take on many wives, and he may only be with them b'kedusha v'tara, in the sense that what? When they go to the mikvah, when they're permitted to, they're Jewish women, it's all kosher. It's 100% kosher what he's doing. And he drinks wine and eats a lot of meat, but it's all glatt kosher, and the wine has a good hechsher. And yet, his whole body language, the way he presents himself, he's a disgraceful person. But if you tried to call him out on it, what would he say to you? What do you mean? My wives are permitted to me. This meat is kosher meat. This wine is kosher wine. Shlo iser zevatora. V'ni yeh novel brishus haTorah, the famous words of the Ramban. He could be a disgraceful individual within the framework of Torah. Within the framework of Torah. This, by the way, is the taina that so many people have against the kosher switch. The kosher switch is novel brishus haTorah. It's not at all in the spirit of Torah. Whether or not, like many posts are coming out now and saying there's halachic problems with it also. But it's a novel brishus haTorah. It's not at all in the spirit. There's a spirit to the Torah. That's not just like a cute idea. The Torah itself says there's an expectation, kadoshim tiyu. Not to try to beat the system. Not to, you know, technically it's kosher. That doesn't make something kosher. So therefore, after the Torah tells us all the things that are off limits in Achrei Mos, all of the warnings about Arayos, which again are chazered over in Parshas Kedoshim, the Torah says, try to get excesses out of your life. There shouldn't be all these extra things. What makes them extra? You know what makes them extra? What makes them extra is simply the fact that ain't no galam. Because for him, it's just his own pleasures. That makes them extra. If he turns every maisa that he did into a mitzvah, that's not extra. Then it becomes essential. But it's because he's trying to beat the system, and he's playing around with the Torah, and he's using inyone rishus for his own pleasure. So then we say such a person is a novel rishus haTorah. That's how the Sfarim HaKadoshim explained the Mishnah in last week's Pirkei Avos. Have a zehirin b'rishus. Which Pashup Shah means be careful of government. Don't get too involved in government. You can get yourself into trouble. But Sfasemis and so many others, and again, depending on the Nekudos, Rishus, Rashus, right? Avoid government can also be understood. Avoid Rishus, optional things. Be careful with optional things. It's the greatest Madriga. It's the last chapter of Mesilas Yesharim. But at the same time, it's such a dangerous thing for a person to get involved with. And therefore, in the Parsha, that's encouraging us to understand this concept of Kedusha. The Ramban comes and Dafka says, Kedusha is a very holy thing, but you got to really know what you're doing. Or you can become a novel Bershus HaTorah. You could think, oh, I'm Osek in the world, and I'm a Gvaldik Yid, and really you're just a person who's enjoying the pleasures for himself. This Ramban helps us to stay in a balanced place. Enjoy the world. Become a Mishkan. Become a Mizbeach Mamish, like the Mesilas Yesharim said. But it has to be done in a balanced way. On the next page, and I would have shared this with you outside, normally a source like this, but since my brother-in-law, who again I'm dedicating this year to, showed this to me years ago in a different sefer, Rabbi Abraham J. Tversky has written many, many books, more than we can count on our fingers and toes. And in one of his other books is where my brother-in-law first showed me this idea, but in the Visions of the Fathers, which is Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Tversky's sefer on Pirkei Avos, he tells the following mice. It's not obviously a true story, but it's a very powerful. My brother-in-law Chaim used to reflect on this. It's a good vart. There's a story about a man who came to see a psychiatrist. What is your problem? The psychiatrist asked. I don't have any problems, the man said. Then why have you come to consult me? The psychiatrist asked. Well, my family insisted I must come to you, the man answered. What does your family think is wrong with you? The psychiatrist asked. They think that there's something wrong with me because I like pancakes. The man said, that's absurd. The psychiatrist said, there's nothing wrong with liking pancakes. I like pancakes myself. The patient's eyes lit up. You do? Then you must come to my house. I have crates and crates full of them up in the attic. Strong, no? Yikes. It's more like it. Crates and crates of pancakes in the attic. There's nothing wrong with pancakes. Pancakes is a very nice thing. There's nothing wrong with pancakes. Right? But how much am I involved with pancakes? And in what way am I storing them in my attic? Right? That's a sign of Rahman al-Hassan, serious mental illness. Making enough pancakes for a meal is proper. And making a few extra to store in the freezer for another meal is perfectly appropriate. But when one collects crates of pancakes in the attic, one is obviously sick. And that's exactly what this Ramban is saying. Novel Brishus HaTorah. There's nothing wrong with being involved in this world. It's the highest madriga. It's Hashem's banner. It's the banner, the Lekat Ani says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waving around. And we want to rally behind. But you have to do it in a very, very sensitive and careful way. And I think it's our last official pre-tzaddik share before we part ways for the summer. Although we're not really parting ways, we're going to keep learning together. But since we're approaching reading week, I mean, I hope to give pre-tzaddik next week for anyone who's still around. But this is our last, I guess, official share of the semester, and we're now transitioning towards the summer months. I think we should reflect a little bit on this idea, because sometimes in the summer months we have a lot of opportunities to get out there, to leave a little bit the Beis Medrash, and sometimes we go to different places, and sometimes we go with this feeling, I'm going to be Mekadesh that place, I'm going to lift up the holy sparks in that place. I know it's not the best place for a Jew to be, but I can go there and I'll be fine. Says the Ramban, there's a concept of Naval Birshus HaTorah. It's possible that you're technically not doing anything halachically wrong, or at least you think you'll be able to navigate that scenario, and you end up falling apart. One of the Talmidim Mutakim of the Magid of Mezrich, was Shlomo Lutzk. It's a lesser known Hasidic work, it's called the Divros Shlomo. And in this week's Parsha, he explains that Medrash that we mentioned earlier. Yachol Kamoni, maybe you think you could be like Hashem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ki Kadosh Ani, I'm on a higher level than you. Kedushasi Lamal Mi Kedushaschem. Don't think that you could be like me. So he writes on the right hand side, you see where it says Kamoni, about 15 lines up from the bottom on page 12? Ratzalomer, where it's underlined. Shatem Einchem Yecholim Lizdamo Selah. You can't be exactly like me. Don't fool yourself and think, oh well, if Hashem can get involved in everything, and Hashem's not damaged by it, and Kedoshim to you, so that means I can get involved in everything. And I'll be fine. It's not true. That's what the Medrash is emphasizing. Like it says, Ani Hashem Ashochem Besoch Tumasa. If you heard Kriyas HaTorah this morning, that's not exactly this pasuk, but we have a pasuk at the beginning of Achimos exactly like this. Hashem says, I dwell with you amidst the Tumah. I want to be like Hashem, so I should also go to places where Tamei things are. I'm going to go do Kirov in all sorts of places. Yeah, I've heard the Mashpia say many times, if you only like doing Kirov on like pretty girls your age, then you don't really like doing Kirov. Okay, that's not called doing Kirov. Yeah, if you're like more interested in doing Kirov on a certain type of person in a certain type of place, right? And even if nothing happens, and it looks superficially, you didn't do anything wrong. That's not it. Ani Hashem says, I can go into Tamei places, and I can do Kirov in such a place. V'chein, behold, davar afilu be'imke klipa hu chiyas habore, v'ata mechayas kulam. Hashem is found everywhere. Says the Medrash, Yachol Kamoni, you think you can go anywhere that I go? The heart sphere, Tzvi Pesach Frank makes the same point. The Orgadal Yahweh I saw once makes the exact same point. But this is the earliest source that I know of. Shlomo Lutzker says, you think you can go into a Makom Tamei because what? Have a domolo, be like Hashem. Go to that place. Be Mechazei Gidin in that place. A person has to know himself. Kedushasi Lamalami Kedushasam. And he quotes five lines from the bottom of the Arizal on the Pasuk of Avarti Beretz Yitzrayim, Ani V'lo Malach. Hashem says the Arizal didn't even have the confidence to send a Malach at the Mitzrayim to take the Jews out. Why? Because even a Malach, the Tumah in Mitzrayim was so deadly that even a Malach would have gone off the Derech in Mitzrayim. So a person has to know, on the one hand, Kedusha is the highest Madrega. It's the banner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're all trying to rally behind. But you have to know how it fits in. You have to see, where am I holding? And not to be a Baal Dimyon and pretend that I can be Osek in everything and I'm going to be totally fine. It's an important warning that I want to just be mechazik all of ourselves in as we head to the summer months. Kedusha in the world today is obviously not a very popular Indian, needless to say. The world is not holding in such a holy place. And therefore, by definition, a Yid looks out the window, carefully looks out the window, and what does he see? He sees a very perverse world, and he pats himself on the back, and he says, look at me, Kedushim to you. I'm a Kadush, compared to the world, I'm doing amazing. But let's not forget where we started. Rav Tzaddik says there's Madregos and Madregos and Madregos. In the Yisrael Kedushim, on page 13, another sefer from Rav Tzaddik, he writes in Os Beis, Sif Katan Dalid, V'neged Klal Umas Ha'olam, Nikro Klal Yisrael Kulam, Shekiblu HaTorah, Kedoshim. Compared to the world, we have the Torah, they don't. By definition, we're Kedoshim. But he says, but there's Madregos. Jump down two more lines. Ubein Yisrael Atzman, amongst the Jews themselves, Neged Hane Bar Yone HaAvaryanim HaOvermal Divrei Chachamim, Nikro Makayim Divrei Chachamim Kadosh. Compared to those Jews who reject the sages, those who are Makayim, the words of the sages, are even more Kadosh. Jump down a few more lines. Ubein, amongst the kosher Jews, kosher Yisrael, nikra kadosh misha goder atzma od b'mutter. A person who puts up further fences, a person who tries to live an even more elevated life, is an even higher madrega. So there's madrega, ach madrega, ach madrega. And therefore, a Jew has to respond to the call of kadoshim to you, not by saying, well, am I kadosh compared to? By definition, everyone is going to be kadosh compared to. The world is a messed up place. By definition, you're automatically kadosh compared to. But we can't be satisfied with relative Kedusha. We have to strive to be Kadosh Be'etzim. Not to only be Kadosh compared to someone who's on a lower Madrigan. That's not a person who's striving for Kedusha. The Berditchever is quoted in the Eser Oros on page 14. Berditchever said, you know, we say as part of Tefillah, V'sein l'chol ish v'ish dey machsero. V'lo yistarchu amchli Yisrael zeh lezeh v'lo la'am acher. It's a quote from the Gemara. Right, that some say is part of the Nusach HaTfilah, that we should, every person should have what he needs, that no Jew should have to even turn to another Jew, all the more so we shouldn't have to turn to people from the other nations of the world in order to support us. So the Berditchever said, there's an Os Mem Dalet, in the fourth line, Amad Litzak B'zeh Alashon, Mara Yish B'zem, Yavo Kasek. What would be so bad? Yeah, if some Kasek came into my inn, or came into my store, L'chanus Oshay Yisrael, and he bought a bunch of things, and I made a couple bucks, why would that be so bad? What would be so bad if a non-Jewish soldier passing through my town shopped in my shop? What would be wrong with that? Says the Reditchever, obviously the Kavana, that a Jew shouldn't need to rely on another Jew, and a Jew shouldn't need to rely on anyone, is obviously much deeper than. Achein ha-Kavana ki, mevi'in ha-sa'odim l'din ba'olam elyon. When a person comes to judgment in the world of truth, nimsa shechata, and it's found that he is a sinner, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to try to be malam itzchus on him? It's such a berditch of Ravar, who is malam itzchus on everyone. Hashem brings out the neshama of a bigger Rasha, and Hashem says, oh, you're takat tzadik compared to this guy. V'chein halah, ad a Rasha achron. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this with every single Jew until HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds whoever that lowest Rahman al-Utslan Jew is. So how's the Kodesh Baruch Hu to be Melamed Tzchus on the lowest Jew of all? So Hashem says, well, even the lowest Jew, right, there are people in the world who live in a much more disgusting way, and therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu said, let me look at the world at large, maybe I can find someone to compare this Jew to in order to be Mechazek him and make him a little bit higher. And then even the lowest Jew compared to the most degraded person on planet Earth, okay, then he looks a little bit better. That's what we daven. We shouldn't need to feel that we're kadosh compared to a fellow Jew struggling. We shouldn't feel that we're kadosh because we look out the window and we see a world that is perverse and degraded. Rather, a Jew should be able to become be'etzem, a kadosh. Not that a kadosh baruch hu has to keep, you know, finding ways to be malam mitzvos on you. I'll show you a var from the Sar Shalom of Bells, quoted by the Alexander Rebbe, which is such a chizuk, but it's also such a sad, sad var. What happens if a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that Klal Yisrael are failing? What does a Kadosh Baruch Hu do to help lift us up when we're in a low place? We don't know how to pick ourselves up. The pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, the Yisbach Yisrael and Chanukah quotes from Sar Shalom of Bells, "Mori Shaol v'Yaal." Hakadosh Baruch Hu lowers the depths and he raises up. Says the Sar Shalom of Bells, "Kishakadosh Baruch Hu Barov Rachma v'Chasadav, Rotsa Lahalos Lamala Misha Nafal Chas V'Shalom LaOmek Hashol." When Hashem sees that Nebuch is a Jew who's really in a very low place, "V'Omek Ha'Avdon She'ain Od Madriga P'Chus Acharel," and there's really nowhere lower for him to fall. But I don't want to look at a Jew as being on the lowest Madriga. So what does Hashem do? Strange thing. Ma'osa Kadosh Baruch Hu Morichal. Hashem says, if you hit the rock bottom, Hashem says, let me dig out a little more. I'll dig out a space beneath you, so that way, oh, compared to the new lowest place, right? Look, you're doing okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if Klal Yisrael is not acting the way they should, Hashem says, in order that Klal Yisrael should be ahead of the pack, Hashem makes the world a more lowly place. And then by definition, Mori Sha'ol, Hashem lowers the depth, V'ya'al! And by way of comparison, all of a sudden, now we're elevated. But is that how we want? That's how we want to achieve our kedusha? That the world should just be getting more and more perverse, and therefore, by extension, automatically, now we're satisfied with our madriga. That's good enough. That's what it means kedushim to you. To compare it to, again, a world that is so far from kedusha. So, in comparison, a kadosh. That's what we want. That's where we're satisfied. That's what it means to be a kadosh. That's what it means to work on kedushim. Kedushim to you. That'd be very chaval if we have to rely on this bark from the Sar Shalom of Bells to attain Kedusha. We shouldn't need to rely on a fellow Jew to feel good about ourselves. We shouldn't need to rely on the world to feel good about ourselves. We should constantly look at the standards that the world has established, and we should want to trample them, to blow them out of the water. We should want to be so far removed, so many madrigos beyond where the world is holding. Not just slightly better than the world. That's not a mila, to be slightly better than a world that's so perverted. We should want to trample the madrigos of the world. Why do I say trample? What was the last thing Moshe Rabbeinu ever said to Klal Yisrael? Rav Schwab writes in the Mayan Beis HaShoeva, Parshas V'Zos HaBracha, Moshe's final speech Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klai Yisrael, "Va'ata abamoseimu tidroch." You should trample their places, trample their high places, trample the bamos of the Umas Olam. This is your message, says Moshe. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu wants to leave us on, to trample the high places of the Umas Olam. What does that even mean? Says Rav Schwab, where it's underlined, but second arrow. V'nira sha'avod, this is a beautiful line. Ha'avod ha'miyuchedes li'Yisrael maschila b'makom shenigmeres ha'avod ha'shakol min ha'noshi. Where the world stops, where the world feels that it's done its best, that's daf where a Jew starts. That's where a Jew begins his avodah. That's not where a Jew begins and ends his avodah. That's where a Jew begins his avodah. We look at the standards of the world, and we say, okay, if I've done everything to be as good as the world, now I have to start living the way that a Jew lives in the world. Not just the standards of the world at large. And he brings an example from Avraham Avinu. He says, Avraham Avinu was the best person before he was Jewish. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him and said, what? Hesalech lefanai v'yeh tamim. Get a bris milah, become a Jew, and now start over from that place. That's what it means, va'ata abba mosei motidroch. Trample their high places. What they think is a great milah, by us is not such a milah. Rav Palm got up years ago at a Torah Masorah convention, and he told a mashal from the Dubna Magid. Dubna Magid said there was once a fellow who wanted, he had an only daughter, he wanted very badly to marry her off, and he came to the Rosh Hashiva of a very chashuv and famous piece of Medrash and said, who's your top guy? I want him for my daughter. Okay, found the guy, it's good, they got married, and he came to live with his father-in-law. It was the practice in those days. And he's living by his father-in-law. His father-in-law lived in a rather simple town. And this guy was like mamish, a real lama, the top guy in the base medrash. But as the years went on, what happened? He stopped learning so much. And his father-in-law over time was getting really disappointed with him. He was getting involved in all sorts of other things. So his father-in-law said to him, I chose you because you were the best bachur in the base medrash. What are you doing? So he says to his father-in-law, did you look around the neighborhood? He said, everyone here is an amaretz. He said, I haven't learned in years, but I'm still way ahead of everyone else. So Rav Palm says, I don't want you to compare yourself to the locals. I want you to compare yourself to those other guys in the base medrash from the place that I took you. Rav Palm says, that's what kedoshim to you. Kedoshim to you. Be holy. So we say, be holy. Look out the window. Okay, I'm doing great. Hashem says, no. Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's what you're comparing yourself to. That's the standard that you're measuring against, Rav Palm said. And it was being mechazek people. That's how we have to see ourselves. To not, God forbid, to settle on our Kedusha because of our relative holiness. Okay, Rabbi said, there's one final part to this year. And that is, why do we settle on relative holiness? Why do we feel that if I look out the window, I'm a little better than the average person in the street, I'm a little more refined, I'm a little more sensitive, I'm a little more sanctified. Why is that good enough for us? Part of the reason we're satisfied with that, or part of the reason we naturally turn to that in order to meet our Kedusha requirements, is because we're not convinced that Be'etzem we could be Kadosh. We feel that that's the best we got. Relative to the world, I'm doing okay. We don't feel that Be'etzem I can be a Kadosh. And in fact, that Medrash that we quoted earlier is what frightens us away. What did the Medrash say? Yachol Kamoni? Are you kidding yourself? Do you think you could be like me? Kedushasni l'malami kedushasam. You'll never be like me, a Kadosh Baruch Hu says. Okay, so if I can't be like you, so I'll compare myself to the guy in the corner. Says the Devil Machan Ephraim, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, on page 17, on the left-hand side. Yachol Kamoni, the Rishner learned it the same way. Yachol Kamoni can also be read b'nichusa. Don't read it as a question, Hashem laughing at us. Yachol Kamoni, you think you could be like me? Read it b'nichusa. Not as a question, b'nichusa. Yachol Kamoni, yes, you are able to be like me. Of course, kedushasi l'malmi kedushasim. But there's also a reality of Yachol Kamoni. You can be like me. Ki kedoshani Hashem Elokecha. Because I, as your God, have chosen you to try to be like me. And therefore, try to set your standards based on me. Don't set your standards based on the world. And what will you find, in fact, if you do that? You'll find that, in fact, you can bring Kedusha to this world. And in fact, you can even, carefully we'll say this, you can even give Kedusha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Give Hashem needs your help. Yachol Kamoni. You can be like me. You can help me. We can help HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Sidur HaShel Shabbos on page 18, he quotes from Rechiel Michel. Rechiel Michel, of course, is the Magen of Zlotchev. Sefer Mayim Rabim is a collection of his writings. And he reads this Medrash one step further than the Devil Machan Ephraim. Devil Machan Ephraim emphasizes Yachol Kamoni. Yes, there's a Metzias. Yachol Kamoni, you can be like me. But how does the Medrash go from there? Kedushasi l'mal v'kedushastam. Superficially, it's a knock on Klal Yisrael. Kedushasi l'mal v'kedushastam means my Madriga is greater than yours. But how else can we read it? Says the Magen of Zlotchev, Kedushasi lamala mikedushasta. The Kedusha lamala, the Kedusha above, is mikedushasta. is from your Kedusha. You can help a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Take a look on page 18, left hand corner, 8 lines from the bottom. Va'amar b'peirusha, Kedusha si lamala, klomar, ha-kedusha sheli lamala, hu rak mi-kedushastem, kiviyachol, we empower Kadosh Baruch Hu. We are his emissaries of Kedusha in this world. Kafisha atem makdishin oso lamata, osi lamata, kach shemi miskadlo miskadish b'shmei marum. Tenu oz leilokim. Give strength to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Give strength to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Empower HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiviyach. Kedusha si lamala, my Kedusha on high, is mi Kedushasta. Is going to be reflected by your behavior. And therefore, tenu oz leilokim. Help HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look to Hashem. Set your standards based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't set your standards based on the way of the world and the nature of the street. I know it's very late, and I know we're over time, but I have to show you this Vard on page 19. It's my favorite Vard in the packet today. It's so strong. It's from the Bear Moshe. There's a Sefer. I don't even know where I got this Sefer. I found it one time, I think. Mishnah Sadikim. Mishnah Sadikim is a beautiful Sefer. It aligns Chassidisha Pshatlach with Mishnayis. I'll leave it to Shas. So in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, it says that when you're Mekadesh L'chodesh, Rosh based in Omer Mikudash, V'chol Ha'am Onan Achra Mikudash Mikudash. Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, I'm sure some of us are familiar with it. Says the Bear Moshe, quoted here by the Mishnah Sadikim, what does it mean? Who's the Rosh based in? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rosh based in. And what does the Rosh based in say? Mikudash. He reads it as a question. The Rosh based in says, Mikudash. The Rosh based in HaKadosh Baruch Hu wonders, where did Kedusha come from? Who's responsible for Kedusha? What's the Mishnah's answer? V'chol ha'am onen achra mikudash mikudash. Let's read on the left-hand side where it's underlined. Kiviyachol ha'boreas baruch shemo omer lepamalya dilei. Hashem asks the angels, b'lashon she'ela, mikudash? Is there holiness in the world? Mazos ha'kedusha gedola. I'm sensing holiness, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mehechon ba, where does it come from? The Malach Yashari Shomala respond to him. V'chol ha'am onen achra mekudash mekudash. Ratzal lomar, shakadusha zo ba milamata. Mimasha kol am Yisrael kedoshim onen achra. That the world is chasing after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not only are they saying mekudash, but they're saying mekudash mekudash. It's a new understanding when you say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. You can learn it based on this Mishnah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says kadosh. Hashem asks kadosh, and we say kadosh, kadosh. Those are the three, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. All right, what's our response to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to help you out. Tenu oz leilokim. And if we're not convinced that we can do it on our own, then you'll help us out. We'll partner with each other. But we're not going to look to the world regardless. We're going to look to one another. The Berditchever had in the Yalkut Kedushas Levi, a couple weeks ago, Parsha Shemini. The pasuk says, V'yiskadishtem v'yisem kadoshim ki kadosh ani. Says the Berditchever, imagine a young man who wants to go into business, and his father's a multimillionaire, and he brings him into the business. So how does he come into the business? He's confident. Why is he confident? Because his father's looking out for him. Says the Berditchever, Im yesh le'echar av oshir, yakiu lo'ala parnasa. If you have wealthy parents, so it's going to make you your concern for your financial well-being that much easier. The yesh lo be'iskal milismoch. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'yiskadishtem. You can be holy. Atem tzrichem rak lahaschel lasuk b'kedusha. Just get started with kedusha. V'yisem kedoshim. And I'll make sure that you're going to be successful in business. Why? Ki kedosha ani. Because I'm looking out for you. V'yakil lachem. I'm watching out for you. I've got your back. Let's look out for each other. Let's partner together. Kedoshim tiyu ki kedoshim. Yachol kamoni. It's a mitzias. Yachol kamoni. Hashem says that as a statement of fact. And we'll conclude with the words of the Beis Avraham on the final page. The words of the Halakha Slonim Rebbe, Rav Avram of Slonim, son of the Divrei Shmuel of Slonim. And this is the second Rav Avram of Slonim. He says, Kedoshim Tiyu. Is it a tzivoy? Yeah, it's a tzivoy. It's a command to work on your Kedusha. But it's also, as Chazal pointed out and the Zohar emphasizes, it's also a Havtach. Kedoshim Tiyu is a giloy of a metzias. Whenever the Torah says something, it's commanding you, but it's also telling you it's within your reach. Kedoshim Tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokecha. B'dvar Hashem, Shemayim Nasu. Anything that Hashem says, Hu Amar Vayehi. Hashem says something, and that becomes reality. Hashem, for example, says, Uvacharta Bachayim, choose life. Maimer Zen, Nosen Koach, Li Shehudi Shivchar Bachayim. That gives a Jew strength to choose life. Vahila omets lis Gabriel Yitzchak. Hashem Amar Kedosh Tiyu. Hashem asks of you, challenges you, be holy. Hashem is saying, that is going to give you the strength. I believe in you. I'm your father. I'm watching out for you. We'll partner in business together. You'll help me, and I'll help you. So Amir Tashem, we should all be Zochah to understand. Klala Doraisa. the central point of Kol HaTorah Kula, the middle book of the Torah, Chumash Torah Kohanim, to understand that this is Hashem's banner, like the Lakat Ani told us. To understand that the five parts of speech are all found in that word Kedusha, like the Megala Mukos told us. To understand, like Rav Soloveitchik told us, to have that sensitivity to pick up, to sense that which is beyond our senses when it comes to Kedusha. And to understand that Klipas Noga is a tremendous opportunity, but like the Ramban said, has to be engaged very, very carefully. And Amir Tzashem, if we can do that in the right way, if we can get involved with Kedusha with a certain confidence, like we see, like the Slonim Rebbe says, Kedoshim Tiyu is a Haftacha. It's a promise from Hashem. Bidvar Shem Shmayim Nasu, Amir Tzashem, by injecting more and more Kedusha into this world, will be Zocha to see the Beis HaMikdash, the ultimate Bakom Kedusha, and Hera Yameinu.